think about how I feel and how some coon dogs I had one time, how they looked. I'd went hunting and they'd got treed somewhere where I couldn't get to them, and I didn't like leaving my dogs. I fooled around 3 or 4 hours trying to figure out a way to get to them, and I finally just had to give up and leave them. And the next morning I got up bright and early and I was down there looking for them and had a tracking system on. I finally figured out a way that I could get around a cliff and get back in there to get to where they was. And I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. I got there and they'd wallered out around that old tree. And they finally give up and just laid down and just went to sleep. And there they looked. Now I walked right up on them. I tracked them with that tracking system right there, and they didn't know I was nowhere around. And I walked up on them and they just like that right yonder and got up and tried to stretch around there. I don't know exactly how they felt, but that's kind of, I feel like they look. I feel like I've been treed way too long. But God's good. And I have got a little thought. And I'll try not to be very long. It's going to be a little long reading. But I don't mind telling you, it's just like every time when I get these little streets of revivals. I was here last Sunday, but it seems like I've been on the biggest old journey. And you just seem like you just get to missing people. And this week I got to missing people really bad. And I got to think about people we hadn't seen in a while. And I despise caller ID. I do. Used to, if your phone rung, you just had to answer it, or just you didn't know who it was. Could have been your kids, could have been anybody. But now people look and they'll say, "Oh, that's Brother Jeff. He's calling, won't know why we hadn't been to church, and I ain't going to answer the phone." And then some of them is just, "Oh, that's Brother Jeff, and he's going to talk for hours. I ain't going to answer the phone." We'll come home and Sheila will look at the phone and she'll say, "Popular as ever." Sometimes if the kids is the only one called for a week or so at a time. I may not read all that. I was going to read about Joseph and how after his brothers had sold him into bondage. And when it come time, he presented himself to them. He hugged and kissed them. And told them it was for their good and for God that they'd done what they'd done. I think about Esau and how Jacob had done him. And God, after Jacob come clean, he didn't only fix things for Jacob, but Esau just run and fell upon his neck and kissed him. I don't know if I've done anything for some of the ones that ain't been coming or not to offend them. I don't know, because they won't talk to me until I can find out. But if I've ever done something to hurt you or offend you, forgive me. Apostle Paul says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss." Some of you men ever been kissed by a man? I have. Not in the lips. I've been kissed on the cheek. I've been kissed on the neck. First time it happened, it was pretty weird to me. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't saying you to speak to me, you got to run up and kiss me. There's nothing wrong with showing love for one another. Finally, I guess it was Friday or Saturday, we had to go get the medicine. I seen one of them at Walmart. They was walking my way, I was walking their way, and I thought, finally, I'm going to get to talk to this one. And they looked up and seen me and turned and started going the other way just as hard as they could go. Where in that is greet your brother with a holy kiss? We're to love one another. We're to care for one another. Steve and I talked about that last week. Boy, I want to tell you, there's your ultimate example, him and Christ. He took Christ's example after they're stoning him. He's dying. In his last breath, he says, lay not this sin upon me. Jesus said, forgive them, they know not what to do. And we, I don't know if somebody's upset, some of them's upset with me, or some of them are just trying to avoid me because they don't want to talk about it. Said it, he took David out of the sheep's. The ewes that was heavy with lamb, the ones that needed special attention. When you're a pastor, if you really, really try to do your job and you care about people, you're going to try to take care of them. You're going to try to watch over them even sometimes when they don't want you to. Some of these, I promise, I believe some of these would talk to y'all if y'all called them. Some of them, you went to their house, they might come to the door. If you saw them in Walmart, they might speak to you. And I'm not mad. I really ain't. I'm not mad. I want them to be at church. I want to reach out to them. I love them. And I believe they love me. Sometimes we just have a hard time showing our feelings, don't we? I won't tell you right now, it'd be hard for me to go over and kiss Bill on the neck. I love Brother Bill. But let's show each other we love each other. Love will cover a multitude of sins. I remember what that was like. I remember once when Thomas was my pastor. We'd been out of church a while. He'd come to the house, and boy, I said, no, we'll lock the doors. We'll go back there in the kitchen. I'd seen it was him getting out of the car. Just like the Jehovah Witness, you know how you do them. That was my plan. And then something deep down in me said, no, you can't do him that way. And he come in there and he sat down and he talked to me. He wanted to know why I hadn't been at church and I was without excuse. He wanted to know if it was he had offended me somehow. And I would love to say, yeah, you made me mad, or I was the church upset me or some. I'd love to have been able to come up with a good excuse. But I couldn't do it. All I said was, I'm sorry, Brother Thomas. I'm sorry I've not supported you like I should have. The Apostle Paul, I'm just going to read the last few. You preachers, you know, you ever get in your mind how something's going to go? And it just don't ever go that way. 90% of the time for me, sometimes it goes better. You know what? It really does. You up there and follow God, and you, I'm going to bust them about this, and then I'm going to skin them about that. And then we're going to go over here and we'll read this. And if that hadn't got them, this right here, they're going to know then. We was in the revival here once, and oh, wait. Some of you hadn't showed up. I don't know who it all was, but some hadn't showed up. And the one of us was here probably hadn't showed up like we should have. And Sunday morning, boy, I was aiming to skin everybody alive. I was sitting there in my recliner studying, going through my mind how I was going to bust hides and all this. And the Lord said, where is my beloved? I fell down on my face and I began to ask God, forgive me. And when I got here, all I can say is I wanted to shake people's hands because they was here and I wanted to hug them. And I wanted them to know that I loved them and how I'd missed them all week. The Paul was getting ready to go be offered up. He's fixing them for him. He knowed when he arrived in Jerusalem that it wasn't going to be good. He ended up going to Rome, but that was the end of him right there. He died there. And there was this church called Ephesus that he loved dearly. And he just could not leave without seeing them, and he didn't have time. He had to get to back to Jerusalem for the Passover. He had to get there. And he called for the elders. And they come there and he told them, this is all in the 20th chapter of Acts, and he told them how he'd kept nothing back from them. He'd preached the whole counsel of God. It's sort of, if you'll go over here, let me read this, and then I've read this before, but it's in the 78th chapter of the Psalms, he chose David also, his servant, and took him out from the sheepfolds. That Brother Larry talked about this morning. From following the ewes, great with young, and he brought him to feed Jacob and his people and Israel and his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart. And he guided them with the skillfulness of his hands. David, God chose him because he had a shepherd's heart. God chose somebody that he could use to guide his people. He chose somebody that loved the ones and can care. He took him of the ones that was heavy, the ewes that was heavy with lamb, and other ones that had to have a lot of attention. Apostle Paul, he told them how I've not failed to teach you the whole counsel of God. He told them repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. And then at the end, in the 35th verse, he said, I've showed you all things, how that laboring you ought to support the weak. And remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. Sorry most of all for the words which he had spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. They loved him. And he loved them. He couldn't leave. He couldn't die without seeing them first. He wanted to spend some time with them. He wanted to tell them to hang in there. He was talking to the elders. And I don't believe this meant the older men of the church. I believe this meant the ones that was elders. Like right now, that used to be me and Heath, and Brother James was elders of this church. Now it's just me and Heath. But he wanted to talk to them, and he wanted to tell them, he wanted to encourage them to keep going. Have you ever avoided anybody at Walmart? You ain't got to raise your hand, but just be honest. If you ever saw somebody coming and you thought, if I'll turn right here, I've done it. I wonder how it felt for the last time that they ever saw you. You ever saw them, was them seeing you try to avoid them. Love one another. It's just that simple. Just love one another as God has loved you. What if he would lay in when you was making your journey down the aisle to get to the altar and you was just nearly to him. He was right there. You're nearly to him and he just turned and walked the other way and left you there. Well, that would hurt, wouldn't it? A loving, graceful, and merciful God would never do you that way. And so should you never do it to your brother and sister.